How to read books. Above all, books are not meant to be read, but heard, the same way that sheet music must be played in order to be fully appreciated. To properly understand a book, you need the narrated version. Currently, the most popular name for narrated versions is audiobooks. Books are your intellectual inheritance, and while you are learning, you should not pay for them. Please use the library. Now, if you are like everyone else, you are too busy, and there is too much chaos and noise in your life to listen to books. You are correct to assume that you won't be able to inherit from the books you find in this state. Just because you can work extra hard or do something with great might, it does not mean that you should do it. Because when you push yourself too hard, you lose, among other things, the ability to learn from books at your usual pace. In short, stress will cancel your intellectual inheritance. It will nullify your curiosity and prevent you from fully growing up. If there is nothing to prevent you from throwing yourself into work, then know that there is such a thing as intellectual hygiene. You have to take care of your mind. When you finally center yourself, you will then be able to fully inherit from wise books. I know what you are saying. Easier said than done. But there are two reasons for that. One that we can deal with. Making choices in life out of sequence, where consequences eventually build up and things get really complex. But that's just life. That's all it is. It's fine. If you are still young, prevent yourself from making choices that will make your life more difficult. Books will really help you with that. But the second and bigger reason is working a job that is sweetly and respectfully and blissfully destroying you, destroying your personality, your health, your mind, in return for paychecks. The reason why we need paychecks is because politicians are just actors who are incapable of creating a stable basic income program. Paychecks are a whole different problem that you will be able to fix once everyone starts inheriting from books. When complexity of life, which is to say living life, meets a toxic career, then you are in trouble. You get completely cut off from your intellectual hygiene and, by extension, your inheritance. The Appalachian Trail, or similar, is your medicine. It is a 6-month-long expedition from Georgia to Maine that will help you regain your mental health. Be warned, the first few days on the trail are ultra toxic. Your job will be calling you back. Don't listen to that. That's the problem. You need to get it out of you. Fight it. It is a fight for your mind, for your life, for your mental health. A fight for your very own future. You can ask your elder self what they expect of you. Just ask, what are your regrets? And you'll understand. Your intellectual inheritance is in the shape of several thousand authentic, honest, non-fiction books. You need so many because it takes a really long time to get a good read on the world. And you will need to build up a stable foundation upon which you can judge what is real, what is fake, what is indoctrination, what is propaganda, what is nonsense. And you will need to keep up with all the world's great beings. They're always inventing new things. They're always reconstituting the old. You have to stay in touch with them. The intellectuals are the true leaders of this world. Such a large number of books across most of your life will grant you the ability to tell a well-to-do political actor from an actual leader and thinker that actually deserves to become an authority figure. The books are your lifeline to reality, you see. They are how you grow up instead of just aging. And most importantly, they are your only way to grow all the way up until you become a great being.